Hello, it's Sarah here, and welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast. This is a podcast for healers and leaders, the potent priestesses, witches, activists, and Aquarians of the world who are here to contribute to the liberation of people and the healing of our planet. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an archaeologist turned author, priestess, healer, inner alchemy witch, business strategist, and regenerative guide. I'm here to help you heal from stress and hustle, bring forth your most potent medicine into the world, and increase your capacity to receive everything you need to flourish and thrive. Because your expansion is a gift to the world. I'm so glad to welcome you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves. I hope you're doing well and you are enjoying this festive period if you are celebrating or if you're listening and it's Christmas. I'm recording this mini dose episode at the end of December. And as I hit publish, I'll have been off social media for nearly a whole month already. And I wanted to create a mini dose episode to share with you why I did it, how it's been going, and what I've been learning, and the lessons that I'm going to take moving forward. Now, I want to be candid with you in this episode. I haven't really spoken that much about my relationship to Instagram, but I just wanted to share some behind the scenes, as it were, because I think it's really helpful for us as business owners to kind of know what other people are going through. But before we dive in, if you haven't already, then please hit subscribe, and you can also leave a 5-star review if you love this podcast. The reason that I ask for this is that it helps more people find the podcast, and it's a really simple, easy way to show your appreciation to me. So I want to briefly share with you in this episode about my relationship with social media. And when I'm talking about social media, I'm really talking about Instagram. Over the past year, it became really clear to me that something needed to shift. You guys know that I'm all about regeneration. I believe our businesses need to nourish us, right? And that's at the core of regeneration. And I was noticing that my relationship with Instagram wasn't feeling so nourishing anymore. And actually, what I noticed was that I was exhibiting addictive behavior. And I guess that's not really surprising, given that social media is designed to be addictive. It's designed to keep us on the platform, right? So I'm not blaming myself. So it's not a surprise. But I found myself operating from compulsive behavior when it came to Instagram. And as a business owner who uses social media heavily to market and sell, that's not really an easy thing to admit or to navigate. And what this has looked like for me is compulsively checking the app, even when I deleted it, which I deleted it off my phone almost every single day. I was still finding myself downloading it back onto my phone later on without even realizing what I was doing. So there was some compulsion there. It also meant that I was waking up in the morning and the first thing I wanted to do was to check my phone, check Instagram. Have I had any new comments? Have I had any new messages? And, you know, it just meant that I wasn't being present with my partner, Mauro, and I wasn't being present with the dog. Or I was, but I was feeling this itch to kind of get away from them in order to check my phone. And I was like, yeah, that's not good. And also, I kept seeing my life through an Instagram filter. And what I mean by that is, like, rather than being present with what was happening and really being in the moment, you know, I was thinking, oh, this would look good on my stories, or I need to video this and then I can make a reel out of it later, or I can do this or I can do that. And so basically I felt like I was commodifying my life. And, you know, and I don't do it as much as lots of people, by the way, but I still was feeling this. And I felt like my life, my thoughts, my work, it was all getting squeezed and molded to fit inside this tiny app, right? And then other things that I was experiencing were that how my content was being received was actually having an emotional impact upon me. So, you know, if I posted really well and it was really well received, it was a good day, right? And if a post wasn't, or my viewer story views were down, I don't actually look at any of that stuff now. But if I happened to see that my story views were down, or something, a post didn't get as many likes as like I thought it should, then it wasn't a good day. And it was so subtle, and it took me a while to realize, oh, the reason why I'm having a good day is because my Instagram post did well. Or the reason I'm feeling good today is because my story views are up. And I was like, oh, that is fucked up, right? So, you know, as far as addictions go, my addiction with Instagram and the dopamine that I was kind of seeking through using the app, it's not that bad, right? It's like, there are far worse addictions I could have. But, you know, the more embodied I become, the more icky it feels to be out of integrity with what I actually want. And I think that perhaps this behavior had always been there, but because I am continuing to do this deep inner work, like, I'm noticing it more, right? So I knew I needed to shift things with my relationship to Instagram. And I basically wanted to shift my relationship to Instagram without getting off the app. So I tried hypnosis. I was working with a hypnotherapist about it. I tried good old fashioned willpower to stop checking and only check Instagram once every 24 hours. And of course, this just didn't work for me. Eventually, I came to the conclusion that actually what I needed was to step back and to kind of go cold turkey. I don't know if everyone has that phrase. I don't know if that's a British phrase. We say go cold turkey. I don't know what that really means. It just means like cut yourself off from it, basically. But I was terrified to do it because I was worried about, obviously, I was worried about how it would impact my business. For the past over five years, Instagram, not always Instagram, but social media, it was either Facebook or Instagram, has been a big part of my strategy. So I was wondering, how can I suddenly abandon it, right? But it did really feel like there was no time like the present to experiment. And this was first because I now have many clients lined up ready to work with me in 2023. I have one-on-one clients lined up. I have coven clients lined up. So like, I didn't really need to sell. Actually, I only have one spot left for my one-on-one to start in February. So I didn't really need to sell. So it was like, okay, well, I know you're supposed to continue to be on Instagram to continue nurturing, but I was like, well, maybe I don't need to do that because I've been in business so long. And the second thing as well is like, I knew that I was hooked, right? And seeing as freedom is one of my biggest values. I knew, and I had to come to terms with this, but by not following my soul's guidance to take time off from the app, I was being out of integrity. And if there's anything that I've learned, is if I'm out of integrity for too long, I'm going to get bitten on the ass. So I was like, I don't really want to get bitten on the ass, so maybe I'll just listen to my body's wisdom. So I am now nearly 4 weeks in, 4 weeks into being off Instagram, not posting, not consuming. I've been in once or twice to send someone a message, but that's literally it. And I wanted to share some interesting insights with you. So the first insight is that it actually didn't take me so long to unhook from that itch to check, that urge to post, that compulsion to feel like I have to document my life. And it was maybe just a few days in, and then I wasn't thinking about social media at all. And my mornings felt more spacious, and I was actually being present with people. And I was like, that's really interesting. And it felt like this tendril, this hook, had been severed fairly quickly. And I realize now that that's a really, really good thing. It means that, because I am going to move, I am going to be back on the platform, it means that when I am using social media and I start to feel that compulsion happening again, let's see how quickly that happens. When I feel that creeping in, I know I can just take time out for a few days and reset. So that's a good lesson for me. The second is that it definitely does feel like I have more headspace, and I can honestly say in equal parts that I really like not being on the app. because it does feel like this reset, but I also miss hanging out with you guys virtually. And there are epic things that I love about social media, about Instagram, and it actually feels really good to miss them, to remember why social media can be a beautiful thing. And of course, there are toxic parts of it. It's obviously, that's why I've taken time out. But there's also this beautiful way of connecting, creating connection, spreading ideas. And I miss that, right? So that feels really nice to see and miss. The third thing is that I've noticed that the things that are good for the algorithm may not be so good for my mental health, right? So things that are good for the algorithm are posting consistently, always replying to your DMs, like always replying to comments, always asking people to DM you. And, you know, these are the things that keep me on the app and keep me coming back to check, right? So moving forward, I may have to strike a deal with myself and give up great engagement in order to keep myself sane and in check. I don't know how that's going to look moving forward, but yeah, I am willing to use social media, have the good bits of it, and you know, if my engagement plummets because I'm not there responding to every single comment, then so be it. You know, that's the way of the world. The fourth thing is that I kind of figured that maybe people wouldn't be inquiring about working with me when I wasn't on social media. Oh, how wrong I was. These applications to work with me one-on-one did not dry up, and they were still kept coming through. People were getting in touch to work with me, still coming from the podcast or from my email list or from the book. And what this tells me moving forward is that I might not have to be on social media quite so much. But I want to be more strategic as well. And I think what's really important is not to be on social media for the sake of being on social media. And I have more to say about that in a moment. So I am genuinely looking forward to getting back on the app. And I also know that I want to do so intentionally, and I don't want to just yet. Like, there's this feeling of like, I need a little bit more time. I need a little bit more space. So my intention is to get back onto Instagram sometime in January, but with a very different approach. And I'm going to share with you what that approach is in a moment. But before I share with them, I just want to speak a little bit more about working with me one-on-one. So if you're looking for deep, intimate support next year to help you move past overwhelm, self-doubt, fear, if you want to connect deeper to your Dharma, your purpose, if you want to deepen your capacity to offer medicine to the world, to people, and you basically want to thrive, then maybe consider working with me. And you can check out what my work is all about at bit.ly/innerworkwithsarah, or you can click the link in the show notes. And I'll be explaining more about this in another episode, but I've recently created and launched my own style of coaching and space holding called Regenerative Alchemy. It is a revolutionary body-based style of coaching and space holding that helps radically transform pain and challenge into healing, growth, purpose, and greater resilience. It's essentially a mixture of trauma resolution, Taoist philosophy, and permaculture design principles. And like I said, I will be explaining more about it soon. But for now, if you're interested in learning more about this and you're interested in what working with me could look like for you and the kinds of results and experiences you can expect, then you can visit bit.ly/innerworkwithsarah, or you can click the link in the show notes right now and you can check it out and you can see what it's all about. So how am I going to be approaching social media moving forward? So I have some ideas. I don't know if these ideas will stick, but based on what I've learned, I have some ideas. So the first is that I will probably be posting less in-feed content. I really feel like less is more. I want to be focusing on super valuable content, but I will be posting less of it because basically I want people to leave the app and join me in other places, in my podcast, in my newsletters, in any live trainings I do, and of course, working with me one-on-one in the coven, And then there's something else that's coming up later on in the year, but I'm not going to say too much about that now. So the second thing is that I will be focusing way more on the podcast as well. I'll be sharing more mini dose episodes and using social media to drive people to these episodes. It's really better long term, I think, for me to spend time on my podcast. So to spend time on a podcast episode than a social media post. So I really want to be more strategic with my time, because it's really clear to me that the podcast is kind of a business asset now that is really working. And, you know, it's going to take me a little bit more time to do a mini dose episode than an Instagram post, but it's going to have like much more longevity, right? The third thing is that I will be focusing more on my email list. I really want to share all the good stuff on the Regenerate newsletter. And if you're not on the Regenerate newsletter, you should get on the Regenerate newsletter, and you can click the link in the show notes. I'm not going to be spamming people. I really don't believe in spamming people with email. I've noticed my own opening of email behavior is like, I open emails from people I want to hear from, and I open emails, I'm more likely to open emails if they send them less regularly. Like if it's every couple of days, I'm like, fuck off. But if it's like once a month or once every few weeks, I'm going to open them. That's what I want to do with my emails, and make sure that they're super strategic, super valuable, and all the good stuff is there, because you cannot place nuance and depth into an Instagram reel or an Instagram caption. And, you know, I know that everyone's like, oh, it's far more digestible. But really, do we want to be conditioning people, encouraging them to not be able to take in depth and nuance and have short attention spans? I don't think so. So I don't really want to be contributing to that. The fourth thing, blah, 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 blah. Clearly I can't get my words out. The fourth thing is that I will also be appearing as a guest on more podcasts. This is something that I kind of went all in on a couple of years ago. It worked really, really well for me. I love having conversations, and it just feels good to be in front of other people's communities and have conversations about things that actually matter. So yeah, if you have a podcast and you'd like to chat with me on it, then do send me an email, sarah@drsarahcoxon.com, inviting me on. Or if you know of any podcasts that you're like, oh, you definitely need to speak to this podcast host, then send me an email, because I'm compiling a list of podcasts that I shall be pitching myself to. But yeah, if you're already thinking, I'd love to speak to you, come and speak to me, then let me know, because that would be really cool. And the fifth thing that I'm thinking of when it comes to social media and Instagram is that I'm probably going to use social media more seasonally now. And what I mean by that is like being very intentional about why I'm on the platform. So being more present when it's necessary. Maybe there's something that I'm launching, or maybe I have a few more one-on-one spots that need to be filled. And so strategically being on the platform, not just to sell, you always want to be offering value when you're there, because if you're just like, sign up for my one-on-one, like, and you don't give anything or share any opinions or anything, nobody's going to do that. So of course, doing it very strategically, but being seasonal as well, and being like, when things are full, I don't need to be on quite so much, and giving myself permission for that, but still, you know, working with the podcast, still working with the newsletter as well. So it's not like I'm just disappearing, it's just being more strategic about my social media use. So taking time out when I don't need to be on so much. So this is my plan moving forward anyway, and it feels like a happy medium. And my encouragement for you is that if you're finding social media is a bit of a struggle, if it affects the way that you feel, and you can, like, why not experiment with taking a step back or finding another way of working with it that feels more nourishing? So we have to make sure that our business practices are working for our well-being after all. And I'm a big advocate for regenerative business, a business that regenerates us and makes us feel good. And that doesn't mean, I don't believe in balance, right? I don't believe in this work-life balance. We're never going to find this perfect balance. And I hope that by sharing with you my experience and why I came off social media for a bit, you can see that actually what I'm talking about is noticing the rhythms, noticing when the tide is going in and out, noticing when we need to ride the rhythm of the tide wanting to come out. That's essentially what me taking time off social media has been. It's like recognizing like, ooh, there's this pullback that wants to happen. I need to ride it so that I can reset. So yeah, I'd be really curious to know how this resonated with you. I'd be really curious to know about your own relationship to Instagram or social media, how you use it, how you find it, what your struggles are. I'd be interested to know if you've missed me on social media, whether you've not given a shit. So you know what? Why not send me an email, a good old-fashioned email to say, hi, my name is Bar, and I listened to your podcast and I had these thoughts about it. Feel free to send me an email. You can email me sarah@drsarahcoxon.com. That's sarah@drsarahcoxon.com. You can say hi. Maybe we've already met each other, maybe we haven't, but I don't know. I feel like emails feel so much more wholesome than DMs sometimes. And if you are celebrating Christmas or this festive season, then I wish you a really peaceful and restful time. I know it can be very stressful for many of us who have family, who don't have family. Just know that whatever you're experiencing this Christmas, it's okay. And I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you in the new year. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise Priestess podcast. And I'd love to invite you to consider perhaps sharing this episode on your social media stories to spread the word. There is way more goodness where this came from. If you'd like to go deeper with my work and receive free exclusive monthly inspiration, contemplations, and practices that I don't share anywhere else, then you can sign up for the Regenerate newsletter by heading over to drsarahcoxon.com and following the link. See you over there, and thanks for tuning in.